Hey fam,
this is Nkechi, and I'm here to welcome you to another episode of GMD Gents. If you want to take part in the live discussion, feel free to find us on Twitter. We're on there Monday to Thursday, and that's where we live broadcast from, right onto the radio and also eventually here. So if you're enjoying the series, make sure that you like, follow, or subscribe, depending on the platform that you're on. Anyway, episode's about to start. Enjoy. Good morning, good morning. It is another beautiful day in DeFi. All right, let's go ahead and get started, guys. If I can control the buttons, that would also be a great thing. But no, we're just going to keep on playing the music. Apparently, that's what my system wants to do today, guys. Psych, I'm turning it off. Boom. There. Look. I'm a wizard. Did you see that? I just pressed the button and turned it off. That's what happens when you're the president of the universe. Good morning, guys. What's going on, Joe? Yo, tech, it doesn't matter how much prep I do. There's always some kind of random tech issue. But that's what's special about this space. And you know what else is special about this space?
You're listening to Good Morning DeGens. If you are live on radio, please do not swear. You're listening to Good Morning DeGens. If you are live on radio, please do not swear.
You know, you can't catch a break, Joe, when you're just trying. All you're trying to do is be the celebrity that God built you to be. But the buttons don't want to. You know what I'm saying, Joe? The buttons don't.
I know.
All right, fam. GM. This is Nkechi.
No matter what time it is there.
I'm joined by the Funky Bunch. Good morning, guys. You see, we're all thrown off because of me, because of the tech. Anyway, good morning, noon. Let's go, Nick. Take it off. Just go for it.
I just want to say we got the hottest journalist in the game saying our name. Journey. Yes. C to the W. Yeah, if you know, you know. So welcome to the party, bro. Welcome to the party, pal.
Journalist is heated right now. I don't know if he's even going to speak. Journalist has been up the whole night, just writing. He might fall asleep at any time. But we do have an important story that we're going to cover today. But as always, we have all the topics. I mean, Moisha didn't even say good morning, though. I need this succession of good morning to be.
I was trying. It's afternoon, by the way.
I was trying to catch you like we caught you in that clip. You remember the clip that I played? Remember the clip? Remember the clip where you couldn't remember the phone? And you were like, there's better phones than iPhone.
Even at this moment, if you asked me, I would not be able. I was going to say Galaxy, but that's not a phone. Somebody makes the Galaxy. I can't believe I can't remember any other phones other than iPhone.
You considered Galaxy one of the answers.
Samsung. That's it.
It's the only other phone. How did you, no, you're not.
There are loads of other phones.
You know how long that pause was? That pause was like 45 seconds long, Moisha. If you don't know what we're talking about, guys.
Good afternoon, DeGens. Good afternoon.
Good morning, DeGens.
GM. The voice of reason, JoJo popping in there to calm the masses. Yeah, we got friends joining us. We got Nick in Germany. We got Moisha in UK. We got Fabe on the road. He just owns all of America now. He's just on the road. We got JoJo. I don't listen. JoJo lives somewhere, but she won't be telling us. She's just here for the likes. She's here for the likes and the retweets. You know what I'm saying?
I am hidden.
She's hidden. Khaleesi Joe. Listen, fam. If nothing else, we got the topics. I don't know what happened. Do y'all see this list? Hold on. Let me put this back up. All right, listen, if you're listening to us live on the radio, we love you. Shout out to our people in Connecticut. We love you guys. Shout out to the people in Chicago. Shout out to our news. We picked up like a few more stations. New York. We're in New York now, baby. We're in New York, baby. You know what I'm saying? The Big Apple, Joe. You know? Do you guys see these topics? Listen, if you're in the radio, you can't see these topics. But if you're in the YouTube live stream, we are live on YouTube right now. If you're on the YouTube live stream with us, you will see the image that I just picked up. All right, that I just put up. All right. Do you see the insanity that we have dealt with this week? Do you see these four top? These are not even all the topics, bro. That's just what fits on the grid. All right. I don't know if it's Twitter affecting the crypto world or crypto world affecting Twitter, but there's something in the water. And you know what? That water is only served in jail because some of these topics, boy, we got to cover it from here to the end of time because I need to know what happens. All right, fam, what are we starting off with? We tried to do this organically. What are we kicking off with? We want to do the GPT AI eyeball scan, the OpenAI eyeball scan real quick before we get into the main ones. What do you guys think?
Well, yeah, let's start with that because I have something to say about that.
It's like, what? Just like, well, yeah, let's talk about the number one AI in the world wanting to just raise 100 million. Let's just, so blasé. We're so used to being traumatized in this space that genuinely apocalypse. Oh, okay, cool. It's just Tuesday. Listen, look at this. Look at this, guys. Look at this. You see this title? See this title here? If you're on the radio, I got you. I'm going to read it off to you for the low, low price of $4.99 subscription on Twitter. But if you're in the YouTube live stream, you see what this title says. And it says OpenAI CEO raising $100 million to scan every eyeball on Earth. Can we just take a moment? Are you tired of just living on this ghetto rock? So much so that if somebody walks up to you with a crystal silvery looking ballish thing and they say, look into this, and you'll just look into it because you're tired and the afterlife can't come fast enough. I just don't understand. Like, how is this stuff getting, who is passing these things? Their goal is...
When you say passing, what do you mean?
As in like, who's in charge of this stuff, Moisha?
Who's in charge of this stuff? Okay, look, I was offered an easy way prior to, because I've, even though I've lived in Europe for quite a long time, I still have a U.S. passport, happily, with a, you know, my permanent visa in there. But it was only in recent years that you could pass in the U.K. through the normal barriers, and it reads your passport. I used to have to queue with all the other people coming in. And I
they're referred to as muggles in the
it was about 7 or 8 years ago, they offered to do this retina scan, and then all you have to do is step up to the machine and it scans you, and then you just go through. And I don't know, it didn't sit right with me. And that was a long time ago, and I'd seen people doing it, but it wasn't offered to me until, you know, about 7 8 years ago. But there are a lot of people that are already doing it. I just, at that moment, thought, that's a little bit too close. Why do they need a scan of my eyeball? Sorry?
I saw Common do it. I was on my way through Canada, and you're talking about the company called Clear, if I'm not mistaken. And it was early when they first started doing it. There was a show called Hell on Wheels, and he needed to go back and forth to Canada where they were shooting the show. And so he had the iris thing done. And I just remember waiting somewhere, and there was a lot of commotion. And there he goes, and they scan his eye, and he keeps right on through. And everybody else was queued up, and it was a way for him to circumvent all of the traffic, you know, to make it more convenient for him as a traveler.
Listen. And poor Common, he probably thought, yeah, of course, I'm a celebrity. This is what we, nah, bro, they just took you. They just figured out what you thought of 10 minutes ago. You know, there's two different sides to this, right? There is, you know, Moisha saying, you know, they introduced this thing such a long time ago before anybody even knew, like before anybody was even paying attention to what data mining was, before they even understood, they introduced this when we were naive. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, they attached it to Clear. If I didn't even know that Clear had an eye scan mechanism. And I think to use celebrities like Common and stuff like that, like, yeah, for him, he gets to skip the line. But for the people watching, they're like, well, I want to know what it's like to be a celebrity and skip the line. They don't know what that really means over there. So I don't know. Like, okay, let me just read off this. Hold on. Let me bring this sucker back here. Let me just read this off. Okay. Sam Altman is the CEO of OpenAI. Altman is in advanced talk to secure around $100 million for WorldCoin, another of his ventures. If you guys haven't heard about this, I get the feeling we're going to be talking about WorldCoin a little bit more in the future. I don't know why I get the feeling. But WorldCoin's promise is hazy at best, but seems to involve scanning everybody's eyeball and giving them some amount of crypto. I mean, what would we even call that? Pay to blink, pay to see? Pay to eye?
Pay to
eye. I don't know. Pay to scan.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's scary.
Yeah, it kind of, especially when you said that last part, it reminds me of the U.S. government and the penal system in a sense, because a lot of people don't know every prisoner that's released from prison, they give them a small check. Sometimes they give you like X amount of months to go get food stamps off of welfare benefits and whatnot. But the reason they all get a check is because soon as you're admitted, they go ahead and quote unquote get you into the system. And in order to do that, they take teeth records, eyeball scans, blood work, DNA. They're doing all these things just to make you a number. And they also pay you for it as if it's like, oh yeah, this is part of being humane or whatnot. But at the end of the day, you know, it's herding, it's cattle herding. And that's essentially what this is gonna turn to. Cause why would you need my iris? I mean, we all know the eyes are the windows to the soul. So I just feel like as if my fingerprints wasn't enough, as if my government given social security number wasn't enough. Now you need like the entrance into who I am. Like, it's a reason doctors, the first thing they do is shine a light into your eyeballs to see if they're dilated, et cetera. And just that little bit of information.
And it's just kind of stayed under the radar. I'm sorry, but anything that wants to get my, like my biometric data that stays under the radar is kind of scary to me. I'm not going to lie to you. WorldCoin says individuals who want to receive a world ID. You guys hear what I'm saying? Imagine WeChat, only it's in real life, you know, not just on your phone. World ID are not required to share. I mean, as if this is a help. WorldCoin says individuals who want to receive a world ID are not required to share their name, phone number, email address, or home address with the company. Only have their irises scanned. Images taken by the orb are used to generate a unique iris code and then are immediately deleted, the company claims. First of all, if you know what's going on with Ledger,
why take it if you're not gonna use it?
There's a reason to take it. But then look at what they said though. Look at the replacement of your identity with your iris. That they said that they're gonna issue images taken by the orb are used to generate a unique iris ID and then are immediately deleted. So let's even assume that they do delete it. That's actually a bigger problem. So that means your entire existence is going to be quantified by all of the data that's associated with your eye ID. You know what I'm saying? Your iris code. What is with the need to catalog constantly? It's like, well, I'm not sure if there's still 7.5 billion people in the world. There could be 9 by now. I need to check everyone. And what is WorldCoin based on? So who are the people who are funding WorldCoin, which is with a OpenAI, just so we're all on the same page. The CEO of OpenAI is the person that has this, okay? Who are the people that are funding WorldCoin enough for them to be able to pay people as actual currency? And what kind of currency system are they introducing? I think this is going to be an ongoing story, so I don't want to spend too much time here. I think we spent a good amount of time at least introducing this into our conversational ecosystem. But I get the feeling that we're going to be following up with this like in a few weeks. This is all very... Touch and go, because you know, I've gone through in the time that we've been talking, I've gone through like 2 or 3 articles, and it's funny because there was a specific one that I read the other day that said that there's actually something they're taking this data for. So that's what's funny to me, that they're saying, oh, and then it's immediately deleted. No, you guys said that you were getting this data because you were trying to prepare for the future of UB, which is like the idea of an immersive future where you're able to be cataloged based on your biometric IDs and things like that. They literally said this. And mind you, that company, it's not a company. That's like a concept. You know what I mean? So this stuff is going to be used for something, but I just find it kind of strange that I literally read that tiny little line in one erroneous article somewhere. And then, you know, I'm going from article to article and I notice it's scrubbed now. Like, I don't see it anywhere, even the place that I read it before. But anyway, listen, we've been sideswiped before. This is not the first time, and it definitely won't be the last time. I'm more concerned with the fact that this is powered by OpenAI. OpenAI has proven to be, I mean, listen, there's other stuff. There's Bard. There's all these other stuff. I don't know, man. Bard pissed me off this morning. Bard upset me this morning. So I'm not. Google Bard upset me this morning. I had to tell it about itself, and it apologized to me. I don't like that. Okay? I don't like that. be apologizing to me. You know what you did. Listen, if you're in the YouTube stream with us, I want to know what you guys think. Somebody walks up to you with a golden orb and they say, "You want this crypto? Let me scan your eyes." Are you letting them scan your eyes? So if you're in the group chat with us right now, the group chat, well, I guess it's kind of a group chat. If you're in the YouTube stream with us, I want to hear your thoughts. I'm going through the chat right now.
You know, I was just thinking that, yes, they're saying they're going to delete it, but we know they're not. You know, this is more data for them, even if they have to hold it for a few years. Can you imagine how much money they're going to make off it when they do sell it?
Come on. Come on.
Yeah. And I was about to say, number one, guys, if you heard us or Moisa speaking about the airport situation against scanned and you want to go around it, just get your weight up. Get a private jet. They don't have to deal with those problems. Number two. This isn't like the data won't be deleted because the government is soon taking it and it'll go towards CCTV. Why is that? Because we all know high profile people to this day, people are saying this person's a clone, that person's a clone, XYZ. You can, you know, cosmetic surgery, you can get a mask, you can do all these things, but what you cannot fake is those eyeballs. And that's something that they know. And that in conjunction with CCTV, being able to ID anyone, everyone around the world at any time, that's gonna be something we're gonna have to look out for. Like, that's the beginning of the mark of the Zuckerberg beast.
Listen, just because they only talked about the one that goes in your palm doesn't mean it can't go other places. Vonnie says, absolutely not. What in the Men in Black memory eraser is this? I'm not gonna lie to you, Vonnie. But what if Will Smith walked up to you with this and was just like, "Let me scan your eye"? You probably laugh and be like, "Yeah, scan my eye," and then really get memory erased. Let me see what other comments are going on in here. Uriel says they better take their butt to Amazon and start scanning there first. Right? That he said, "Call me if you make it. Take it to Amazon first." Fun fact: they are taking a version of it to Amazon. They're gonna release that palm scanner soon, right? Let's see. People are going to beg for that mark of the beast made. Oh, you know, that's what's crazy is that ultimately it doesn't matter how many times you tell somebody, "Hey, this is coming. This might be bad. This might affect you." They still gonna walk into that thing like they walked into it on purpose. Shelly V says, "I'd rather wait in line. Invasive and through your eyeball, they are getting more information about you." That's what's scary to me. Like, anything that requires me to get my eye scanned, all I'm thinking to myself is the eye is literally the window to the brain. I know that, you know, the window to the soul, whatever. That's great too. But to the brain is really my concern. Like, I don't know. Ultimately, Vonnie says it's a no for me. That's why I don't want to sign up for the clear fast pass at the airport. You know, every time I have status with like United. So I usually go through the breezy line anyway, but you know, prior to that, I was almost tempted, but I just never knew that there was an aspect of it. I don't know. Let me see. There is absolutely zero privacy. Why does anyone other than my healthcare provider need my biometrics? I don't know how they're going to shill, you know, those multivitamins to you on Facebook if they don't have your biometrics, you know. I don't know. Our girl Giselle hopped in. She said world ID. That's what I'm saying. Like, what you mean world ID? I have a United States ID. I have a Texas ID, United States ID passport, a Texas ID. You know, why do I need a world ID for what? Is this the new empire, Joe? Is this the new empire?
Yeah, this sounds crazy. And I'm real funny about my eyes anyway. No, you can't have my eye. You just can't have it.
I mean, talk about statements that you never thought you'd have to make, Joe. No, you can't have my eye scan. You know what I mean? Leave me alone.
What would I do if I want to hide? I can't wear contacts. I put a contact in. It took me about 10 minutes to get it in and 10 seconds to get it out.
that's about the technique.
It was like a rock in my eye. No,
really,
I needed it out immediately. If they could have just shot my eyeball out and put it back later, I would have taken it. It was painful. It's funny. I saved that application. I don't know why. From over 7 years ago, I saved it.
I don't know. Like, who? I really wonder who these 40,000 people.
Look at Giselle down there. So what if you have cataracts? But you know what?
You got to be ID by your cataract or your glaucoma.
let me play the other side real quick. And even before I get to that, I'll say I have been hearing more conversations about being a global citizen and not just a citizen of the country you reside or born. And I don't know if that's gonna, you know, intersect at some point with this world token or world ID. But let me run this though. So, all right, I get my eye scanned and now I get all the perks of moving through lines and different things faster. And, you know, I've given up maybe, I don't know, certain way.
Hey, Radio Fam. This is Nkechi Kwenu, and I'm just hopping in for a quick commercial break. I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
Exchangecrypto.com, for example. I don't know. I don't want to say Coinbase because Coinbase doing all sorts. I don't even know what's going on with Coinbase right now. I don't know if they're going to be in the mail. Anyway. But anyway, when you make a purchase of cryptocurrency, you want to be able to point your currency to the right place. Like, you don't actually take the currency off the blockchain. It always remains on there. The point is that you just want it to reflect as you as the owner. So when you make a purchase, a great way to not only reflect that you're the owner, but also protect your assets is by storing them in a wallet. Now, if that is an asset that you're going to be using back to back to back to back to back, you using that to buy stuff, you know, most people will choose to store it in a hot wallet, such as MetaMask wallet and other versions of that, right? But if you know this is something that you're trying to store up, you're trying to HODL, hold on for dear life, you're trying to HODL it, okay? The genius in you will say, well, let me order a cold storage wallet. And more than likely, out of all the wallets that are out there, you're usually going to go to one of two, all right? And that's Ledger or Treasure, only because those are the top dogs. There's other ones. What's the one that? What's the ghetto one you always talk about? More, someone with the B, which is
BC Vault, which is definitely BC not Vault? Ghetto.
No, it's not ghetto, guys. It's actually state of the art. But that's what we used to say about Ledger, Moisha.
That's why I never said that about Ledger, darling. Never. I don't know. Well, in fact,
somebody said they yelled at
me. I spent the last 2 years saying whenever anybody says Ledger, there are other cold storage wallets.
But here's the thing. Okay, so you guys just remember that Moisha said that there are other cold storage wallets, and she's very right. Never feel that just because you saw it in a commercial, it has to be the one that you go with. The only reason that I would, in the beginning, I started off with Ledger is only because I need that company to be as big as possible so that if something happens, hear me out, guys. When you go to these secondary companies, when you go to these tertiary, not saying BC Vault is a secondary company. BC Vault is a beast, just so we're all on the same page. But if you go to all these tertiary, because there's a bunch of wallets, man, you can go to an Apple store and find wallets. I wouldn't recommend it. You know, call me if you make it. It's one of those situations, okay? But when you store something in a wallet, number one, you expect it to be safe. Number one, You expect it, number two, you expect it to be accessible only to you. And number three, you expect it to be so accessible only to you that even the company does not have a copy of your seed phrase, which is the list of, I don't know, 20, like 12 to 26, 28 hexadecimal, sometimes just text, sometimes just numbers, list of words that you have to enter in order to be able to reaccess that. Okay. Now that has always been the backbone of cold storage wallets, all of them. In 2020, Ledger probably sold more ledgers in 2020 to 2022 than they have the entire time they've been live. They made so much money because it was the crypto boom, or at least the 15th one we've had in our lifetime. And they made a lot of money. But after that, they started doing some stuff. And we did talk about it. We did cover it. They started doing some stuff that we just don't. Why? You know, first thing we covered some months ago was how Ledger partnered with Best Buy. And now you can buy ledgers at Best Buy. Cold storage wallets at Best Buy. You know what a cold storage wallet keeps in it while it waits for you to come and buy it? Your seed phrase. And when you put it in a place like Best Buy, I mean, I don't know nothing. I ain't see nothing. I ain't do nothing. I ain't friends with nobody. Okay? But all I'm saying is I worked at Best Buy in college and I ain't see nothing. I ain't do nothing. I don't know them people. I'm just saying we can get into them packages. That's all I'm going to throw out there. I'm just going to throw that out there and you just take it and run. Do what you will with it, right? So here's the thing. One thing that I believe in is don't just make an opinion on something based on one thing they did. No, watch them. You don't want an incident. You want a timeline. You don't want one dot. You want a graph. You want a chart. You know what I'm saying? You want receipts. That was the first receipt when they released it in Best Buy. And I remember that one of the first things we all agreed on was the idea that, you know, somebody might, you know, somebody, they might, maybe they hired like a new marketing person or something like that, because they may not understand the danger of encouraging people to buy cold storage wallets from retail providers. We have always recommended and will always continue to recommend, make sure you get it from the manufacturer. I don't care if it takes 2 weeks to reach you. I don't care if they said it's going to take 28 days to reach you. You must get it from the manufacturer and make sure that box has not been tampered with, you know, and use a credible delivery service. Don't be using your cousin and them's brand new startup delivery service and he got 15 people that he don't even know, but he found them on Fiverr. Don't use that service. Go to main delivery services. That is just how you try your best, because anything can happen, right? But at least you know you did your best, right? But now what happens when you wake up in a world where even doing your best is not enough because the company has already sabotaged you before, all right? Exhibit A was partnering with Best Buy. Exhibit B was that bummy chain. The Ledger on chain. We covered that story like less than a month ago. It's crazy. Ledger now releases this new product that you just have it and you put it on this chain. And the chain is flimsy, bro. The chain is like a dog tag chain. It's not even like a Franco chain that has more tensile strength, so it's harder to rip off your neck. And it's a thin chain. It ain't even the kind of chain you can flex within the hood. If you know, you know. And they were encouraging people, oh yeah, for the culture, wear your ledger on your neck. That's the best way to protect it. Keep it on your body. Well, yeah, it's the best way to protect it, because when they kidnap you, at least you won't have to, you know, call a friend and try not to say you've been kidnapped and tell them, hey, yeah, just go to this place and give them my name. And yeah, they'll let you in. You don't have to do that weird thing where you're just trying not to get murdered because you're being ransomed, but you got to pretend you're not being. You can just have it on your body. So that way they can just, you know, they can just grab it right there and maybe they'll drop you off at home. Maybe they'll, you know, call you an Uber. You just gave them money. The least they can do is call you an Uber to get you back to your house and figure out how you're going to pay for therapy after being kidnapped because you don't have any more money because they stole your ledger. So that was Exhibit B, right? Ledgers on chain. When you start to see those things, it starts to make you wonder, are they here for us or are they here for somebody else? Exhibit C. This is the most recent one. Ledger this week announced this update. You know, gang, let me ask you guys something. You know when somebody's supposed to know what they know, but then they start saying stuff that's not in alignment with what you know they're supposed to know that they know? I would expect Ledger to be in alignment with the idea that, hey, you lose your seed phrase, it is what it is. That has always been the way. That has always been the way. The only way it's not like that is if it is a non-custodial wallet, as in somebody else has it. Somebody else custodies that wallet. You just use it, you know? Coinbase wallet is a non-custodial wallet. That is a hot wallet. Coinbase owns that. If you get locked out, yeah, just update password or whatever. Well, actually, you do have some seed phrases and stuff like that. But you can always reach out to them to try to see if you can get access to it again. That's an open door. It doesn't mean that they'll help you. They're actually really the customer service is the worst. But I'm just saying there's a difference, right? Now with Ledger, they released this update. And it is crystal clear that this update denotes that there is a back door in Ledger. So let me just read this article real quick. If you're listening on the radio, we love you. If you're listening in the YouTube live stream, please drop some comments, because I just need to know that I'm not the only person that's like, what is going on in the world? So Ledger's new Nano X update allows users to subscribe to a recovery tool. Allows users to subscribe to a recovery tool that encrypts the user's seed phrase and sends it to different custodians to reconstruct the seed after going through ID verification. However, Ledger customers are less than pleased by the news. Polygon's lab chief information security officer warned users not to enable features, calling it a horrendous idea. Though Gupta, the Polygon Labs chief information officer, though Gupta did not take issue with the breakup of the key, he praised it, stating, "I may or may not be doing that personally as well." Gupta's concerns stem from the ID verification and the key access given to the contacts who are chosen by a user to store key parts, as it could open a door for identity theft. Can we just pause here real quick and just chop it up real quick? When you guys saw this announcement, did it make you feel like, well, quick, okay, so there's a backup now. So if I lose my seed phrase, but if I had signed up for this, if I had registered for this recovery tool, I could have gotten my seed phrase back. Thank you. Is that what you felt like? Thank you, Ledger. Is that what you felt when you heard this?
Nope. The first thing I felt is Ledger must be a Beyonce concert the way they just sold out. That's the first thing I felt like, because they did us dirty. They did the community dirty. And the second part I thought about, and I mean, going back to what we just spoke on about the iris and taking your identity. Then we touched on a couple weeks ago about AI and people using AI to act like your loved ones being held ransom and send money.
Yo.
So if you're telling me there's a possibility with my Ledger that, quote unquote, anybody can act like me and get my information and my seed phrase, it's a wrap. Like, they're doing us dirty.
They've sunk to Facebook's level.
They've sunk. Thank you.
If you lose your password for Facebook, three of the friends that are friends with you on Facebook, they will send them a code, which they will send to you. It's exactly the same thing. But do know that Ledger is saying that there is no backdoor. This was 2 days ago. They're saying that it's a service that they offer that you have to opt into, but this doesn't mean that you have to.
No, but plot twist.
For $9.99.
and you pay them. Plot twist, though, it's not. Now I'm gonna confirm this ahead of Monday's show. I'll confirm this, okay? And I'll make a notation to confirm this. But plot twist, last I heard, even though you sign up for registration, you have to disable that feature. You don't enable it. You register for it, but as far as the feature being live on Nano X, it is a feature you disable, not enable. Private key recovery service would allow users to back up their private seed phrase directly to their personal identity through three different custodians. The service will cost $9.99 per month. A seed phrase is a list of words, blah, 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 blah. Despite the company adamantly stating that this is a voluntary service and users can continue to back up their seed phrases themselves, Ledger owners are still unsettled over what this means for the hardware wallet company's security. And I think as they should be, I think you really should be concerned, because if they're already going this route, they're one step behind Coinbase. Coinbase selling off people's data like it's nothing. MetaMask selling off people's data, but at least they told us first. At least they were polite about it. You know what I'm saying? But one thing you can bet, Ledger, the reason that I always say like the top two, Ledger, Treasure, okay? The reason I say that is because it's important to know who is the trendsetter in the space. Twitter launched a subscription program that included a blue check. And what happened after that? Facebook launched it. What does that tell you? It tells you that, like it or not, Twitter is the alpha. Twitter sets the tone. Ledger sets the tone in wallets. as in they tell you what, like, as in not that they said, not that they tell you something, but as in the further that they take their technology is the further that everybody else, because they're ahead of everyone. That's just always been the way. They're the most popular. They're the most known. However, after this, that's why I always say I like to deal with big companies when it comes to wallets, only because I know if anything pops off, I'm going to see it everywhere. It's going to find me in my sleep. I'm going to see notifications on my phone. But when you deal with third party companies, your friend's little startup, when something goes wrong, you're not going to know anything. Why? Because they're not big enough for people to cover. When it has to do with your currency, you have to make sure that whatever company you're going with to store that, number one, they're credible. They don't have a weird history of people just magically saying, oh, I can get into my wallet. I have entered my seed phrase a bunch of times. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things you want to look for. But with this advent with Ledger, let me just pose this question to you guys. Hey, if you're in the chat and you have some opinions, I'm going to hop over to the chat here shortly and start posting some of your comments, and we'll discuss them a little bit and shout you out. But you guys, this is a statement I made the other day, and I just want to ask you guys, in my opinion, because of everything I've just said about the status that Ledger holds in that space, right? I believe that if Ledger has a back door, they all have a back door. That's my thought. What do you guys think? Is this like a, oh, it's only Ledger, we got to leave Ledger and run to Treasure? Or is it not just running to the Ledger's first cousin? You know what I'm saying?
In the words of the great philosopher, Miss Joe, trust no one, suspect everyone, especially if they're an AI.
Especially.
Amen.
Amen. We be telling y'all stuff. Yo, Jay says hackers are going to be happy about this news. They sure are, Jay.
Oh, yes.
Especially if they find out who those three custodians are. Because understand that when they say that they're going to fractionalize your seed phrase and send it to three different people. We saw what happened when Solana tried that. Didn't that result in like the biggest hack in Solana history? But we can't even call it a hack because the people just stole the seed phrase. This is a real story. This happened like what, in the last 6 months or so? You know?
Yeah, but look how they were storing it. Like crazy people.
Like just mad people, man. Just mad people over there. I don't know what they're doing at Solana. Anyway, listen, any other thoughts, guys? You guys, I don't even know what to say about this.
Well, checking the comments again, and I see Elsa again. That's some BS. Imagine all of the people that have forgotten their keys and they were told that they lost their assets.
Oh my gosh. Man, yo, Elsa dropping some bars in the chat. Thank you, Faith. Yeah, please.
Yeah, that's crazy right there, because you got people running around thinking that it's over with, and apparently, I guess they have access to it.
So then, what happens then? So do those people now say, "Well, if you can extract my seed phrase, you know, let me call customer service, extract mine. I got so and so amount of money in here."
You know what they're gonna say.
We're not allowed to do that.
No. You didn't opt in.
You see, that's the stuff I'm talking about. The bureaucracy finding its way into Web3 at the most dangerous level. That's the stuff I'm talking about. Giselle in the chat says, so they want you to pay $9.99 to drain your wallet. Yo, just
when you lose it, you know, they're like, oh, well, we can go get that money because they'll never find that.
And then do you have to keep paying the subscription if you get your seed phrase back, but it's already been drained? And what does it matter if you get your seed phrase back? You lost it. That wallet is compromised. You don't go and get the same seed phrase. Yet the only reason you can get that seed phrase is to get back in and transfer your assets just the F out as quick as possible. If you lose, I'm telling you right now, and I can say that with my chest. If you have a cold storage wallet, and you have misplaced your seed phrase anywhere, it doesn't matter whether you're registered for this or not. It really doesn't ultimately. And you guys tell me your thoughts in the chat here on stage. It really technically doesn't matter. If you lose your seed phrase, if there's a chance you lost it, I don't know, you fell out of your pocket at KFC or something, that wallet is compromised. That wallet is compromised. So the only thing this $9.99 can do for me is send me my seed phrase so I can get in there and transfer those things out. And hopefully I get to them in time, you know? But I just think it's kind of unique that... did that tweet not sound like a taunt? Let me just go back real quick.
It was worse than a taunt. It was worse.
Right?
It was a ha ha. You're stupid. We've been doing this all along. So, you know, be quiet. Yeah,
you, you trusted us before. You better trust us now. Are you serious?
Are these the same people that still on all of their websites, for even on the Canadian one, I was helping someone buy a wallet in Canada, and I don't know why they wanted that one. I was like, please. And they were like, I can't afford the BC Vaults. I was
Doesn't Justin Trudeau kiss all of the cold storage wallets before they're put into, isn't that part of his initiative? Maybe that's why they wanted them. I once listened to Justin Trudeau talk for 5 minutes straight and didn't know where he was. I didn't even know he was.
But the thing is, even on the website, it still says only buy your ledger from the official ledger site. Yet they're selling them at Best Buy.
Come on.
And where else?
I don't know. When a company, you know, these are the things that I look out for. It don't matter whether it's a company. It doesn't matter whether it's a person. When they start to contradict themselves, it's one thing to disagree with somebody else, but you got to be a special type of confused to contradict yourself. This is very contradictory. You sell these things out of Best Buy. That was the first red flag. You put it on a chain and make it seem like that's the cultural way and encourage that. That was the second red flag. And now it's like this. Do you think, you know, I suspect this is the same thing that happened with BitBoy as well, but do you think the money from 2020 and 21 and that pump got to their head? Do you think that, like, there's a possibility that somebody's just kind of feeling like, well, we're already on top anyway. What can they do about it? You know, it feels like they're in bed with somebody that will keep the lights on, if that makes sense.
Well, all I say is there are other cold storage wallets. You can move your stuff now.
But do you trust any of them? Or is it paper season, bro? Because,
well, you know, the problem for me is that I don't.
You see, that's too loud.
No, this, stop it. You be quiet, baby.
I love you. We love you.
Yeah. But no, the thing is that, you know, I plug, of course, you know, I'm not for the Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. I need some actual physical.
Hey, my loves. This isn't catchy, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode segment. Our episodes usually run about 2 hours. So if this was part one, make sure to check out part two. And if this was part two, then I'm pretty sure you know what to do. Now, here's the thing. I'm sure you noticed that even though the commercials cut in, the conversation still continued and you had to catch up after the commercials. So for that reason, unless you were listening on ofeden.io, or you're tuning into one of our live segments, or you happen to catch us live on the radio, you more than likely may not get the full 2 hours. So to be able to access all of our content in its entirety uninterrupted, check out ofeden.io and also listen to the following information so you know where else to go. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there. and thanks for tuning in.